This is Ellen Thurston. I'm here with
Richard Roth.
And Peter Krug and Tom Rowe, and with our good friend Judy Grunberg from PS21, the performance tent in Chatham, New York, to hear about what the coming season is going to bring us.
Now, first thing I must know, Judy, do you take that tent down in the winter?
We take that tent down and put it up every year, right? Absolutely. It wouldn't last very long through snowstorms. Not that we had any this year, to speak of.
So when does the season officially get underway?
Our official season this year, well, actually, we have a wedding at the site, but it's not for the public, but it means that the tent has to be up and running by mid-May this year. But our first performance is actually a swing dance on June 15th, which is Friday. But then and Saturday, we start our summer programming with Yehuda Hanani playing some of the Bach cello suites. This is our Paul Grunberg 7th annual memorial concert that we have, an all Bach concert. And, oh, okay, let me know if it's coming through. So every year we have a different group performing music of Bach, or occasionally, as in last year, Bach's relatives. And this year, I was able to persuade Yehuda, who, as you know, is a Columbia County resident, but he's really more famous all over the world and in Berkshire County. And he is going to be playing Bach and this extraordinary pianist, Emma Tamitsyan, who's a Bulgarian, wonderful pianist, whom I heard last summer in Maine, is going to be performing with him. Cello, gamba, and piano sonatas, and she, on her own, will be playing Bach solo piano. So we're excited.
And will be playing the Bach cello.
And he'll
cello
be playing
suites.
one or two of the cello suites. Right. We decided we'd mix it up. I, you know, for those who are not aficionados, maybe Bach sounds all alike. Of course, not to some of us, but to others. And I thought, well, you know, we should really have a variety of sounds. But the exciting thing is that this is just the start of our, actually, string theory. I thought of this. There are three different string traditions that we're performing this year, or presenting this year. Very, very different, each one. The following week, on a Sunday, we have Alicia Svigals, who may be the world's foremost klezmer violinist. She's absolutely amazing. And then the following weekend, we have Simon Shaheen, who plays the oud. So that's an Arabian tradition, so an Arabic tradition. So we have three very, very different string traditions.
Now, what is a klezmer again?
Well, klezmer is actually Jewish folk music. I am not a huge expert, but I know that when I hear it, I just want to, you know, fling off my shoes and dance a little something or other. Horror, I suppose, you know, not a jig or something. But she is quite extraordinary. And Seth Rogovoy, who is has written a book on klezmer, and as you know, is, you know, from Great Barrington, is going to be introducing her and has spoken really, really highly of her. And I go on YouTube and I see her and I can't stand it. It's so amazing. And this is a co-production with the Chatham Synagogue, which we are trying, you know, when we can, we try to co-produce with another organization in the county. It just makes it nice. It gives us a larger pool of people to invite, and it makes it very friendly, and it's a nice social atmosphere. So they are helping us with this. And one of the other events that we're co-producing is actually one of the films. I'm skipping all over the place, but we do have a film series, and we're going to be showing Ratatouille this year, because we have a food film series. Speaking of food, I've been trying to do this for many years now. I couldn't seem to get the whole summer theme to be about food. It's not easy to find a play about food. Maybe those of you listening will come up with something, but anyway, we didn't this year. So the film festival is food, and Ratatouille is going to be presented with the Chatham, I think it's called Recreation Department, and the Community Gardens. And they're going to be presenting that with us, and that is going to be a lot of fun for a lot of kids and a lot of older kids. Moving right along. Oh, so you can ask me some questions, because otherwise I'll just ramble on. You know?
Well, I see in July you're going to be producing Chekhov there.
Yes, The Cherry Orchard. Mm-hmm. What a great play. And you know, well, of course, it has, I think, just recently closed off-Broadway in New York. But, you know, The Cherry Orchard is a play for all generations and all seasons, as far as I'm concerned. It is just extraordinary, and it is also a play for our time because it raises issues that we have to deal with pretty frequently here in the country.
And that's the Walking the Dog Theater?
Yes, Walking the Dog Theater, directed by David Anderson. And this will be, it's a co-production with us. I think this will be our fourth year of working with them. We've done a bunch of different things, Dylan Thomas, and we did, of course, Thornton Wilder's Our Town. Last year it was Eurydice by Sarah Ruhl. Oh, and there was Shakespeare, almost forgot Shakespeare, Twelfth Night, when we did that a few years ago. Anyway, so we have a very friendly relationship with this performing company, which you probably all know because they are local.
When you say that there are issues that the Cherry Orchard brings up that are important, what do you mean?
Well, the idea of land, you know, use of land, greed, animosity, corporate stuff. I mean, all these issues come into play. The idea of, I don't want to, you know, do any spoilers here for those of you who haven't read the play or seen it. But it's really, I mean, Chekhov is an amazing writer.
Well, yeah, it's wonderful. You could see it 1,000 times.
Well, the funny thing is I have recently seen 3 different performances of it. And, you know, it's almost like a different play each time. And I'm sure that David, because he's so inventive, you know, will come up with something completely original for their season. I think he's going to be starting auditions actually very, very soon. The play has not been cast yet, but it's been scheduled, and it'll be 12 performances starting on July 5th, running through the 22nd.
And the Walking the Dog is going to be doing the improv there.
Oh,
as
yes.
Well, aren't they?
Yes, Ellen. Thank you for reminding me. That is another popular event that we have been doing every year. It's their company, well, their spin-off group, which is called Off Leash, which contains many of their actors, and it's quite funny. I'm you know, if you've they've also been in Hudson a number of times.
Yes, at
Space
wonderful.
360. Yeah. And that's really great. So we have seating cabaret style, and we provide refreshments, and we invite the public to bring a dessert to share.
Everything's better with food.
Yeah, it's so true.
I wanted to say that the Cherry Orchard, even though food is in the title, is not necessarily about food.
I know. We thought we might be able to stretch it, so we got some cherry pie in there or something.
They drink a lot of tea, though.
They do. Well, they talk about the cherries. They talk about when the cherries were so plentiful, you know, and all that. And
so there you go.
Somebody, you know, exactly. And we also have an improv kids this year.
Oh,
there's a
wonderful
special performance with kids on in July and in the morning, and that's going to be fun. We haven't tried that before, but I think it's going to be very exciting. And speaking of kids, actually, we have this year, you know, we try very hard every year to reach out to the community and have and emphasize certain participatory events. And this year, we're working with the Chatham Kids Club. And they themselves have raised some money so that we can have this kids theater program, which is going to be really exciting. And we have a list of various workshops, and they're listed. And we couldn't figure out whether we should list this in the brochure since we only print 14,000 of these. And they go all around the place. And this is really for Chatham Kids. So, you know, I hesitate to mention it. But Chatham Kids does have an active program for young children, and this is going to be part of it. And then, of course, we have Jamal Jackson.